welcome to the Essence of Health Tea Time Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Shayla Toombs Withers. As a double board certified family and obesity medicine physician with over 12 years of experience in medicine, I teach motivated individuals how to achieve their desired quality of life while preventing and reversing chronic diseases. It's tea time. On today's episode of the Essence of Health Tea Time Podcast, I have a special guest, Yakutala Ibrahim Muhammad. Yakutala is the owner of Nutrition Prescriptions LLC, a consulting practice that specializes in recipe development and analysis, nutrition education, and women's wellness. She serves as a member of the Halal Food and Nutrition Security Research Advisory Group, convened by Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics Foundation and Islamic Food and Nutrition Council of America, to evaluate access to halal foods and food and nutrition security among Muslim college students in the United States. She is also a freelance writer and recipe developer. She has developed curriculum materials for multiple universities. Yakutala has 16 years of experience in dietetics and nutrition, working with patients and clients on improving their health outcomes related to diabetes and weight management, cardiac disease, blood pressure, and cholesterol management. She utilizes her creative talents in developing and promoting healthy recipes and interactive nutrition education programs. She loves empowering you to learn and apply evidence-based nutrition into every facet of our lives and to understand the connection between faith, health, and wellness. Thank you, Yakutala, for joining me.
Thanks for having me today. Happy New Year, everyone.
All righty. So we're going to dive in, and I typically like for my plant-based guests that come on, I'm always excited and I love hearing their story too. So if you don't mind sharing with us, what's your plant-based story? When did you, you know, maybe start consuming a more plant-based diet, and how's that been for you?
So when I was 12, my dad passed from a heart attack, right? So I was like, wow, you know, I mean, at such a young age, I was like, like, what can I do, I guess, with my life to really try to help others out? So I've always been interested in nutrition, but really helping others. I do plant-based anyway, because I don't eat meat other than like some fish. But for the most part, I think that's important to really look at what plant-based options that we include and really make the distinction between plant-based and vegan. Because a lot of times my clients come to me and they say, oh, you know, I want to be vegan. And I say, well, why? And then they tell me, and I'm like, well, it sounds like plant-based might be better suited for you, especially depending based on what you told me as far as what you aim to get out of it and what your goals are. Because we have different, very different reasons for being one or the other, whether it be, you know, philosophy or overall health goals and wellness goals. So really taking the time to really listen to your clients and hear, you know, where they're coming from and meet them where they are. So.
Yeah, that's so true. And that's also something I like to differentiate with people too, because a lot of people don't realize that actual veganism is more of a lifestyle.
A philosophy.
And it's not so much just what you put on your plate. I always explain it to people that I've actually met a lot of vegans who don't necessarily like vegetables. Exactly. But they, you know, they are
vegan. Or they're vegan for a very different reason. It's not just what I eat, but I don't wear animal clothing,
right? Exactly.
Or, you know, animal leather and things like that. So really looking at why are you vegan versus plant-based, and many of us, you know, if we do a deep dive, we'll see that we are more plant-based than vegan,
right?
So really just knowing where you are going in.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, on that spectrum of things here. And for the listeners, I did an entire episode kind of breaking down to what the different types are versus vegetarian or vegan or plant-based, whole food plant-based, pescatarian, because, you know, there are all these different labels.
So different, many ones on the spectrum. It's really important to identify what the spectrum is and where you are on it.
Right. Exactly. And so when you have a client, how do you begin to incorporate getting them to put more plants on their plate?
There's so many different ways that we do it. We really explore kind of where they are in their nutrition journey. And we see kind of what are your goals moving forward and how do you want to incorporate a more plant-based approach, right? We also provide really great resources. They go really in-depth on what meal planning strategies look like. How can we, you know, plan ahead, but also look at specific planning around, you know, 30-minute meals, and then really looking at what are you familiar with versus what you are not. Because one thing I do not want to do is give you a list and you're not familiar with the items on that list. Really making sure that you explore, you know, one new item, you know, every week, right? Or looking at recipes that are realistic that you can incorporate. So really looking at what your overall goal is and really plan that out with you using really great resources, you know, that you can use from now and next year. And, you know, it's not like they expire.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I love that idea of kind of adding one new thing a week, because that kind of takes away that overwhelm too. You know, for a lot of people, they're like, I don't even know where to get started because it just feels like a lot. So yeah, I do like that idea of having them, you know, just try one new thing a week. Yeah. And same too. And I'm coaching people. I typically tell them, you know, let's start with what you like, because that's going to be, you know, a much smoother transition versus.
Absolutely. I always say that if you have a dietitian and they don't ask you what your favorite food is, you need a new dietitian.
Oh, I love that.
Yep. It's really important that you drill down and see where people are, where you meet them, help them really expand and grow from there.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
Sustainability is important. You know, you can't say, you know, I'm hopping on, hopping off. Like, really, what fits your lifestyle?
You're right. Because, you know, a lot of what we see, too, is all of these fat diets that come about. You know, lose this in 10 days or that or whatever. I mean, yeah, you might lose, but it's not going to be healthy. And two, it's not going to sustain it, and you'll likely gain it back plus some.
Exactly. Look at sustainability. Like, how is that sustainable, you know?
Right. And then for those who you have who just, you know, for some people, it's just really a challenge. What other suggestions would you give to them to even just to get started on making that change to getting more plants in their diet?
I really examine where they are. Like, if it's a challenge, identify what are the challenges, right? If it's a challenge, really hone in on and say, well, what is the challenge? Do we need to do a pantry makeover? I'm big on pantry makeovers. I have several clients that we do a pantry makeover. I see what's in your pantry. We read labels. We get down to the nitty gritty. And then we say, well, next time you go grocery shopping, let's look at what a core food plan might look like. And let's identify some of those challenges, right? That may not need to be challenges. Let's nip this in the bud and say, okay, well, let's see how we can get you to the next step. And sometimes people say it's a challenge, but it might not be a challenge with a little help in identifying how we can move forward from that. Or identifying resources that can help you really identify where you need to be, your next steps.
Yeah, that's so true. Mindset is everything. You're right. And so if, you know, a person may be seeing something as a challenge that like you said, it may not even necessarily be a challenge, or there may even be a really easy fix to, you know.
Or work through it.
And so part of also making change is being successful in that change. And so what tips do you have for someone who is looking to improve their health, and how can they do that successfully to make sure that they are successfully achieving that goal? What tips?
I would say mindset and building support, a community of support. So mindset is really important, what it takes to move the needle. And then is there anyone that you can kind of rely on, or someone that you can, you know, do sort of an accountability partner relationship to help keep you focused? That's not just in nutrition and coaching. That's anything. That's finance. That's anything. But really make sure that you partner with someone who can help you, you know, a coach, a professional.
If you're frustrated with your weight, taking more medications than you'd like to, have been told that you are at risk for the development of a chronic preventable disease, or just are not feeling in the best of health, then I'm talking to you. Why? Because you're tired of fat dieting, you know it's time for a change, and you want a sustainable plan to improve your health. If you have found yourself at this place in life, well, I have developed a program that's just for you. It's called The Essence of Health, and it's your prescription for transformation. My goal with this program is to give you the tools needed to create sustainable lifestyle changes within a group coaching setting, along with one-to-one individualized coaching to give you a personalized path to health that's just for you. The benefits are priceless, so join today. Head on over to eohcoaching.com to learn more. The essence of health is in you.
Yeah. How do you incorporate community? How would you suggest someone, you know, go about finding community? How do you incorporate it?
A couple of clients, and I work with a chef. Her name is Chef B, Natasha Brulee. And sometimes people actually come to me and they say, hey, you know, I need a plan, blah, blah, I'm plant-based, but I hate to cook. So I can give you all the resources in the world, but if you hate to cook, you're not going to cook. And realizing in my professionalism, in my scope of practice, realizing when you actually need like nutrition coaching or when you actually need to outsource that in order to make it happen. So everybody's not a cook and that's okay, right? Mm-hmm. But making sure that you identify resources, and I often refer them to Chef B because she preps the meals and she'll ship them to you. So if that's what you need, that's fine. If you really want to get down to the nitty gritty, look at meal planning. We can do that too. While I may not be able to help you, I know someone who can.
Yeah, and that's a good part of having those resources too. You know, a lot of times one of the important parts of goal setting and achieving goals is resources. Because if we don't, like you said, we don't have that expert the tools that we need. And if we don't have those resources that we need to get to that point B, then we're going to have a really challenging time.
We're stuck in a rut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got your chef, you got your dietitian, and we work in partnership. So really being able to build that support, that capacity, and being able to refer out.
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of times we think about getting support in a lot of other aspects of our life, but then we don't always get that support for cooking. You know, I know some people who can hardly boil water, but
girl, we'll burn rice. I tell you, but you know, I'm not gonna lie. So I've been on YouTube, y'all. My favorite Indian recipe. I'm like, how do I do vegetable korma? And actually went and found a great recipe. And I was like, I know how to cook vegetable korma. But being able to know where to find it, right? If you need in-person cooking classes, if you need virtual, whatever you need.
Right.
And being able to know that you need to seek this out in order for you to be successful or change it up a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah. YouTube, TikTok. Yeah, nowadays we've got plenty of places where, you know, we can find some of these things too. So yeah, for sure. You create recipes and do nutrient analysis. So what's one of your favorites?
Vegetable korma. It's like a curry vegetable. You can put coconut milk in there. I mean, that's one of my favorites. I also love salmon. I love anything green, so I often do kale or green beans because it's quick and easy. I have a lot of favorites.
Yeah. Why is korma your favorite?
Because it's a great way to just put all your vegetables together. It's flavorful. It's easy. You can reheat. The kids love it. The adults love it. I mean, it's very versatile. It's sustainable as part of my weekly menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
I mean, it's got to be real. It's got to be sustainable.
Like, right. Yep. I love those easy kind of one skillet or one pot meals too, or you know, I like a lot of the bean-based pasta, so you could do a bean-based pasta, you could do a sauce, you could add a veggie. It really doesn't have to be complicated. You know, I find that a lot of times people are looking for, you know, they say, oh, I need a recipe. You don't always need a recipe, especially not something that's going to have 30 different steps and ingredients and all of those things.
Sustainable.
Right.
if a recipe has 30 ingredients, guess who's not cooking that recipe? Because that's not realistic. Yeah, if it has 5 or 6, I might do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking at, hey, can I cook this? Can I share it? Can I freeze it? Can I reheat it? Can this be part of my meal planning repertoire for the week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because, you know, like me, you're a mom, you're working, you know, a wife, you've got things going on and nobody has time to, you know, be in the kitchen for hours.
Cook
on
and prep and heat it up. Yeah. And add a side salad or a really delicious salad, you know, to it or whatever, some greens that we can get in. Sometimes it's a cooked green, sometimes it's a salad green, you know, with various vegetables and nuts and seeds and such.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Exactly.
When people come to me, they're looking for solutions.
Right.
Right. They're looking for sustainable solutions they can incorporate. That their family's going to eat it, their kid's going to eat it, they're going to eat it.
Yep. And it does not have to be complicated.
It really doesn't.
Now, you mentioned pantry makeover. So what are some staple foods that people should keep in their pantries? What would you say?
I would say whole grains, and there are so many different awesome types. If you're gluten-free or gluten, that's fine. We can identify those. Beans, right? Non-perishables that you can really either soak and cook, or you can have available where all you have to do is heat it up. I mean, there's so many different options. Frozen vegetables as well as fresh vegetables. Sometimes people give frozen vegetables a bad name, but they're really good. They're fresh frozen.
Yeah.
And if it makes your meal planning strategy easier, go with it. Okay.
Right.
If you can do fresh, that's fine. You have time. or you can cook and prep ahead and heat it up. That's great too. And then making sure that, you have some really great seasoning options, right? And we want our food to taste good. So I'm actually an affiliate with Cook Smarts. And what we do is we share resources, and I have one that's really great. It's called the Cook Smarts Guide to Spices and Herb Pairings. So people are always like, oh, if I have high blood pressure, what are some alternative seasonings that I can use? So we also review that as part of their pantry makeover. And they get a copy of that, which is really great. So they can kind of go and explore either grocery shopping or local farmer's market and pick up, you know, some really great herbs and spices that they can use.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned frozen vegetables. That's I'm an advocate, too, for those. A lot of people, like you said, they miss out on that because they and I don't know where that exactly came from, that frozen vegetables aren't. Yeah, because they're actually frozen at the point of their peak freshness.
And it cuts down on prep time. So if I need peppers mm-hmm. and onions and stuff like that, I don't have to chop. It's already washed and ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. And they're better than canned because they don't have those preservative things added to it, because the freezing part was the preservation of it versus cans, where they've added, you know, all these ingredients and spice and salt and preservatives and into it. Yeah. I keep a large bag of frozen broccoli every week.
Broccoli, peppers, peas, beans,
spinach.
All kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it definitely does cut down on that prep time, on your cook time, all of those. So, yeah, so folks listening, go get you some frozen vegetables this week.
Okay, it's okay. You can have your fresh vegetables, but I find with a lot of patients, you know, my clients, they'd be like, oh, I have fresh vegetables, and guess what? In 3 days, they went bad.
Right.
Because I didn't cook them. Because you didn't have a plan for them when you bought them.
Right.
Oh, this is a great idea to have fresh vegetables.
Uh-huh.
You got to have a plan for those or they'll go bad. You know, nobody wants food waste and waste their money.
Right. Yep. Then we have a whole different problem there. And so, Yakutala, what is one takeaway that you would like to give to our listeners?
Sit down and do an assessment of where you want to be from where you are today. And think about what are some resources or human expert that you need to tap into, right? So if you sit down and say, you know what, I went to the doctor in December, my A1C was 8 or 10 or whatever. You want to move the needle. So you got to identify what are some resources that I need to tap into, right? Your doctor, your nurse, that's fine. Your dietitian, making sure that you have people on your team that's actually going to help move you forward. Really work with professionals, you know, that can help you out. Identify what support you need. Like I know I'm part of a running group, several running groups, but they help me stay focused. They help me stay committed. They help me stay motivated. On Saturday, I need to be somewhere at 7:30. Or if there's a race coming up as the ambassador, I might need to register and represent, right? But it helps me also stay in line with what my goals are. It just makes it fun.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be a chore.
Accountability.
It can be fun. And you just build in your accountability.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. So tell my listeners, where can they connect with you?
I am on Instagram and Facebook. Nutrition Prescriptions is my handle on IG. And then I also have Nutrition Prescriptions LLC on Facebook. You can contact me there.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me today on the Essence of Health Tea Time podcast. Click the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so that you never miss a moment of the Essence of Health Tea Time podcast. Check out the show notes to obtain your free tips for healthy living guide to get you started on your health and wellness path. Follow me on social media at Essence of Health Wellness Clinic on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and at dr.tw@eohwc on TikTok. Interested in becoming a member of the Essence of Health Coaching Program? Well, head on over to www.eohcoaching.com. The Essence of Health is in you.